Hey, I'm coming in. Your mom let me in again. She's literally the sweetest. Told me to bring you a snack or something, but I forgot. So just pretend that I did. And it was delicious. Wow, still the same smell in here. Smells like laundry detergent and whatever candle obsession you're on this week. Did you change it? What is this? Vanilla? No, wait. Marshmallow something. Cozy. Dangerous combo. I'm stealing the bed. Too late. It's mine now. Claiming this territory like a pirate or a very aggressive cat. You can sit on the floor if you want. Kidding. Maybe. I'll share if you ask nicely. So, what are you doing? Wait. Are you actually doing homework right now? Ew, that's illegal. You're not allowed to be responsible while I'm here. Wait, you were hiding from me, weren't you? I knew it. You were hoping that I wouldn't show up and interrupt your studious little afternoon. You thought you could escape me, silly. Rookie mistake. You should know better by now. Anyway, I was gonna text you, but then I figured, why waste time typing when I can just teleport here instead? It's way more efficient. Plus, I get to see that cute little face you make when you're concentrating. You're doing it right now. That thing with your eyebrows. It's very serious, very intense. Okay, I'll shut up. Not really. You know what you signed up for when you became friends with me? Man, your bed is so much comfier than mine. I think I should start taking naps here. Just like randomly. You walk in and I'm already asleep in your blanket burrito. Totally normal. Totally chill. It's just, it's nice being here, you know? I feel like I've probably spent more time in this room than in my own lately. Not that I'm complaining. Unless you are secretly trying to get rid of me. Are you? Be honest. Is this some slow psychological campaign to reclaim your personal space? Do I leave too many socks behind or something? I'm sorry I left one in your laundry basket by accident last week. Or was that an accident? Wait, are you seriously doing the math assignment? Oh my god, you are. I thought you were just doodling or something. I didn't realize you were actually doing that evil little problem set Professor Gray gave us. Let me see. Whoa, is that the one with the matrix transformations? Like the diagonalization thing? Yeah, no thanks. My brain tried to process that during lecture and just blue screened. Like full error code. Sparks, smoke, literally emergency shutdown. I haven't even started it. I looked at question one, saw the word eigenvalue, and I blacked out. I think I time traveled for a second. You're already like halfway through it, aren't you? Of course you are. Because you're you. Smart, organized, slightly terrifying in how efficient you are. Meanwhile, I have like two sad lines scribbled in my notebook and a motivational sticker that says you tried, which I didn't yet. Honestly, I came over to distract myself from it, which is very mature of me, I know. Top tier avoidance tactics. But you're actually making it look kind of doable. Wait. No. Never mind. I dig it back. I just saw that mess of variables and symbols and now I'm sweating again. This is why I don't touch math. Math is cold. Math doesn't love me back. Anyway, sorry. I'm being annoying. I didn't mean to crash your whole smart person afternoon. I can go if you want. I mean, I don't want to, obviously. Because your bed is comfy and you smell nice and the vibes in here are always immaculate, but still, I would understand. What? You would help me? Really? Are you sure? I don't want to mess up your flow. You look so focused. I felt like I was watching some kind of math monk meditating over sacred equations. No, but seriously, I'm gonna slow you down. I'm like math illiterate, math dyslexic, math allergic. You're serious, huh? You'll really help me figure it out? Okay, fine. But only because you asked so nicely. And because you have those scary, I'm good at this eyes on right now. Alright, give me a sec. I've got my notebook somewhere in here. Oh. Okay, found it. Let's do this. If I leave here understanding even one problem, I will buy you a cookie. Or 10. Deal? Alright, we're officially on the floor. Your room is now a study zone. A war zone. A mess zone. All of the above. Okay, so here's what I have. Don't laugh, please. Actually, no. Go ahead and laugh. I deserve it. Look at that. That is the saddest excuse for a problem attempt I've ever seen. I literally wrote how in the margin and then gave up. Inspirational, right? Wait, okay, hold on. Go slower, okay? So, you start by finding the eigenvalues, right? And that's the thing where you subtract lambda from the diagonal of the matrix. Okay, wait, no. What's lambda again? It's just like a placeholder variable for the values you're trying to solve for. Okay, that actually makes sense. I mean, a little. Why are you so good at this? No, seriously, you make it sound not horrifying. Like, if you were teaching the class, I would probably be passing with actual confidence instead of just dumb luck and last-minute cramming. And your handwriting, still perfect. Do you practice being this put together, or does it just happen naturally? You're like a math wizard, but like a chill one. A cool, cozy math wizard who smells like clean laundry and knows what an inverse matrix is. Hey, I really mean it, though. You're super smart. I know I tease you a lot, but I admire you a lot more than I probably say out loud. Don't let it go to your head, though. I can't have you turning into some homework tyrant, lording your matrix powers over me. Yeah, yeah, I know. You always say I'm better at stuff than I give myself credit for. I guess I just always get a little panicky when things involve numbers. It's like my brain starts buffering. But sitting here with you, like this, it actually feels kind of manageable. Okay, so what's next? We found the eigenvalues. Now we plug them into something. Ah, right. The eigenvectors, right. That's the part that looked like an alien language. But I'm ready. Teach me. Okay, wait. I think I almost get it now. So, the eigenvalues go into the matrix to find the eigenvectors, and then we write out that whole system of equations. My brain is sizzling. I swear, every time I think I'm following, another Greek letter shows up and ruins everything. Why are there so many symbols? Just use emojis. I would understand emojis. You get really focused when you're explaining stuff, you know? It's kinda nice. I like how your eyebrows crunch when you're thinking. It's like your brain has little gears turning and your face is just trying to keep up. Mind if I scoot in more? It's just easier to see your notes. Thanks. You always smell really nice. Just saying. Not that I'm sniffing you or anything. That would be weird. Totally not sniffing you. Anyway. Okay, so this part right here. Is this where you isolate the variables, or... Gotcha. I think I'm starting to actually follow in. Like, a little. Tiny math neurons activating. Hey, do you ever do this with anyone else? Like, studying with people? That's sweet. I like that. I'm your only chaos gremlin in the study den. I like being the one who gets to see you like this. Okay. Final answer. X equals something that I hope is correct. If that's right, I demand a prize, okay? Like a snack or a forehead kiss. You know, normal student reward systems. What? Don't look at me like that. I'm trying to innovate education here. Seriously though, how do you make this look so easy? It's like you have a secret cheat code still alive. You just kinda figure things out and meanwhile, I'm over here like, what's a determinant for the 10th time? I like seeing this side of you though. Focused, smart, patient with me even when I'm being a total mess. It's kind of attractive, not gonna lie. Oh my god, did I just say that out loud? Oops. Oh, so you think you're attractive now, huh? Wow. Fame really went to your head fast. Careful, or I'll start listing all your embarrassing moments to keep you humble. Like that time in high school where you tripped over your own shoelaces in front of the vending machine. Yeah, I remember. Of course I do. It was iconic and adorable. Everything you do is kind of adorable, though. You make it very hard to bully you properly. Hey, can I ask you something? Do you ever think about us? Like, not just as friends. Not that I'm trying to make things weird. It's just, I don't know. Sometimes when we're like this, close, talking like this, it feels like there's something else going on under the surface. Like there's something just out of reach. Something we don't say. And sometimes I wonder if you feel it too. Okay, I'm being way too honest here. What is it about the floor that makes me emotional? Is it the angle or the gravity? Distract me before I say something even worse. Quick, tell me another math term. Impress me. Yeah, see? You do that, and I'm just like, take me to dinner first, algebra. You know, if I keep coming over to study, I'm probably gonna start failing on purpose. Just so you'll keep helping me. Just so I can keep doing this. Being near you. Looking at you when you're not looking at me. Trying not to blush every time your hand brushes mine. Are you blushing? Oh my god, you're blushing. That's so unfair. You're already cute and now you're blushing cute. I'm doomed. You're so easy to be around, you know. Too easy. I used to think that I was the confident one out of the two of us, but lately, I feel like I can't even think straight when you look at me for too long. And you've been doing a lot of that tonight. Staring, I mean. Don't deny it. Your eyes are like right there. Kinda hard to miss. You're always so quiet, but I know there's a lot going on in that head of yours. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to. But I see it. I like seeing that part of you. The part that's trying so hard not to say something. Or do something. We could stay like this a little longer, you know. Pretend that we're still working. Keep pretending it's all just casual. But you and I both know that this stopped being just studying a while ago. Okay, fine. Maybe I'm not learning that much math tonight. But I am learning some very important things. Like, your floor is weirdly comfortable, and I really, really like being close to you. And if you let me, I would love to be closer than this. Way closer than this. Are you gonna pull away? That's good. That's what I thought. Come here, baby. I needed this so bad. You taste so good. Did you want this very badly too? I could feel it, you know. I know that you've been craving this too. I think you've been craving a little more than this. Am I right? Yeah, I am too, don't worry. Let's get on the bed, baby. Yeah, get on top of me, okay? I want you to be on top of me. No more math, okay? I want you to teach me something else now. I want you to teach me how it feels. Yeah, I'll be good. Just do it, okay? Baby. It feels so good. Yeah. Does it feel good to you too? I never knew it would be so good. Yeah, keep going like that. No, it doesn't hurt. It's okay. You're good. You're so hard, baby. I'm so happy that you're my first time. Am I doing good? Yeah? Okay. You can do whatever you want to me, okay? I just wanna be good to you. I wanna be a good girl for you. Yeah. Oh, it feels so good. I love feeling you on top of me. Yeah. Go faster, baby. You can do whatever you want to me. I'm all yours. I belong to you, baby. I wanna be your good girl. I love you so much.